I guess there's no time like present. Let's get this on up. I tried to find a joke just to stay in tradition, and everything I found was either offensive or political, or so I'll skip that this time. Most of you know I usually carry a coffee cup around with me. I don't have my coffee this afternoon, so if I'm a little slow on the uptake, that's why. So, anyway.
That's okay.
Okay, so meeting minutes are at tab 2. If everybody's had a chance to take a look at those from the last meeting back in February, can I get a motion to approve those?
If it pleases the chair, I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Rod.
It would
motion
really please us.
Second by Bruce. All in favor, aye. Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. My first action as president went well. Okay. Tab 3 is your financials. Any questions or anything on the financials? Anybody have a chance to dig into them? Okay. Then I will entertain a motion to approve the financial statements. Financial report.
Kyle
in the back. Second.
And Carrie.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Passes unanimously. Okay, now I get to turn it over to Paul for committee reports for the rating committee. Come on, Paul. I did such a great job.
Oh, there you are.
Come on up.
We'd like to turn the time over to you, Richard.
Okay. Okay. Well, the first thing I'd like to do, this is a chart that was developed on our spreadsheet, I guess, really, from the actuary on the experience. The experience mods. So we're going to spend just a little bit of time here about the dates and how they're developed. But before I do that, let me just.
I think we're all taken care of.
Yeah.
So let me first of all give you the good news. So first of all, the good news, and that is that
we're all getting our insurance for free this year.
So the good news is that the rates for the whole pool as a whole are going down 2.5%. So that's the good news, and so now we're going to dive into it just a little bit to help everybody get just a kind of a little refresher about how the rates are developed. First of all, as you'll recall, Paul does such a great job of collecting that payroll information, making sure all of that's correct, so because that's the primary factor that drives the rates. The second thing that drives those rates is the classification of your payroll, of where it's at, whether it's in clerical or whether it's in transportation. And so that's the second big factor that drives the rates. And then the third thing is the experience mod. And so from this spreadsheet here, you can kind of see a little bit of a trend that's happening there as a pool. And so I'm looking not at those colored sheets over there, they're colored columns, but you can see down at the bottom there, kind of in the middle, of how our experience mod was up, then it went down for a couple of years, and now we're kind of on a trend back up a little bit. And so we want to be very, very careful, I think, as we move forward in establishing our rates, and particularly the capping that we put on, because we're seeing that trend uptick just a little bit there. No explanation of why, it's just kind of one of those things that happens in the insurance industry, is that it's up and it goes down and then it goes back up, and so it's very cyclical. And so we happen to kind of be right now on a trend up a little bit.
Now, it's not anything that's really alarming. It's just something you have to kind of keep in the back of your mind and go, okay, you know, things are good, but, you know, we want to keep them good. And so we don't want to overreact either way, whether they're going down or up. We just want to be careful and just be cautious moving forward as we have always done. And so that's just kind of a message. You know, we want to just keep doing the same thing we've done because it has worked, it's been successful, and it's been able to be predictable of where we're going because of where we have been. Okay, so with that, the thing that I'd like to do is I want to pass out to you and Stephanie, if you would help me with that. That would be really nice. Okay, as in the past, the thing that we've done is that we have looked at this uncapped rate, first of all. And so let me just explain that while Stephanie's passing that out. And again, this is just a refresher. I know most of you are aware of that, but some of the new folks may not. So this sheet right here says if we just took your payroll and then we took your experience and then we applied that, and again, the classifications in there, so payroll, the classifications, and your experience, if we did that, then we would come out with what's called an uncapped rate. That is just a pure premium rate based on every single district. And there's no capping that's applied to it. It's exactly what your premium would be if we said, okay, based on your losses and your experience, this is what your premium would be. And I tell you, the actuaries would very much like to see us get to this point and that we would eliminate the capping. But the pool has made a decision quite a long time ago and said, you know, the philosophy that we have here is that we're trying to keep things smooth, if you will, our increases, so they're not up and down. We try to keep them smooth. And then the thing that we want to make sure is that we don't have somebody paying a whole bunch this year and then the premiums drop next year because there should be some benefit of belonging to a pool. So the reason we don't use this is for those two factors there. Try to smooth that out and keep things steady so we don't see these big ups and downs and make it difficult in being able to project the rates from year to year. So anyhow, that's what it would be if we were at the uncapped rate. Okay, yep, if you'll pass that out now, Stephanie. Okay, so for last year, the thing we did is we went to a minus 10, 0 on the capping. If you'll recall that was what we did, and we tried to stay with whatever parameters we selected that we wanted to stay with that for about 3 years or something. In that magnitude. And Darren Johansson has done a lot of work in analyzing how these premiums have kind of gone up and down. And so, Darren, do you want to add something to that now of what the effect has been of that capping that we have done over those years?
I'm not sure what. I just know that as it stands now, the rate per dollar of payroll is, there is quite a bit of variation. What I guess my main question is next year's premium, pretty much, is it based on this year's premiums plus a whatever change, kind of like our health and accident insurance?
Yeah, there is some effect of that, and the effect is it does what we want it to, is to kind of smooth that out so that we don't go up and down too much like this, so that there is some smoothing of that. And so, and that's the drawbacks of the capping, is that it does have some effect on it. It takes a few years for that to really come into place, depending on how much we cap it, the up and down side of it. And so there is some downsides, as Darren has done some analysis of that, that you can see that it does have an impact from year to year, and that's kind of what that intent was. So if we wanted to go back to the uncapped.
So then you, while you're on that uncapped, well, this is kind of interesting. We all know that Juneau School District had a horrible bus accident, and the driver, anyway, he would have to come up with an additional $87,000 this year if we weren't smooth and all kind of kicked in, or 87%.
And anybody can have that kind of an action.
Yeah.
When you get into a district that size, you know, anybody can have one, so I think you have a big impact.
Well, when Darren and I were talking this morning, he made a good point. So say every year I'm at, say it's 0.5 or 0.15, but I'm always getting hit with 15, and I'm small. Before long, I'm so far out of whack. There's never really is a chance to kind of gather everything back together and be more, I guess, in line with what you should be in a district of a certain size and certain payroll. If you continue to have big issues every year.
And that's where the capping, it does have some effect over time, but pretty soon, you know, that kind of corrects itself there.
Yes. Well, I think by having the bounds and having the cap, there's a two sides of it. The one is if you're uncapped, then what's the advantage of the pool?
Yes.
Right? Basically, you're going to pay what your utilization is, and you know, that is very dangerous for all of us because we have one bad accident or one bad problem, and all of a sudden, here's your budget shot. And so that's why we're in a pool, and so we kind of have a cap. We kind of narrowed the range so that it's usually been about 10%. So that if you are back in the year, if that's happening, then there's a problem and you need to be addressing with your district, and you really kind of ought to be paying more over time. But it's not going to nail you just because you had one bad year and affect your rates for forever. Okay? It's really a, it hurts you, and if you turn around and you're doing good for the next couple of years, you're back down where you were. And so it kind of auto-corrects itself over time. It takes you a lot longer to go up, and you have to have a lot of bad years to do that. Or a lot longer to come down, and you have to have a lot of years to do that as well. But it really does make it seem the budget year to year more accurately. And if you're long-term doing really well and you're working hard to keep your claims down, then you are going to get rewarded overall in the long run.
And that's a very good summation of that. Just an example of that is Wasatch School District. And they had a number of years where their claims was going up, and they had some pretty bad experience there. And now you can see all of a sudden, boy, they are going like this way down.
I'm about 100,000 more than Park City, and I'm about double what Murray is. Yeah. About the same size. So
if you look at your experience on the left side, your premium going down where it's past, then it's been going up. And now that's starting down, and that'll probably go on that trend now, that will continue down.
What's the actual reason for allowing us to show the impact, other than it's easier for them to?
You know, the thing that they feel like is that, and Civic Risk Management only pays the same way, they like the uncapped, because then they feel like, hey, you know, everybody's paying, you know, what their fair share is, so that somebody doesn't feel like, hey, well, you know, I'm paying this much more than, you know, what somebody else is. And so we feel like then it does, it rewards those that are doing a lot and those that are not doing anything, and then they pay whatever the premium should be. So it's more bringing things back to saying, okay, you're gonna pay your own way here, so I'll get your own credit. And so I think, you know, as we have that discussion, you go, no, we probably ought to do that, what this grant described, the value and benefit of being here. Yeah?
Kind of interesting because I feel like we're doing more than we've ever done in Juneau School District. And we have one accident with no fault whatsoever to us. guy swerves his trailer in front of our bus, and there's no way to avoid it, bam, you're hit with the claim. So yes, there's some things that you can do to mitigate the claims, but you can't fully, you know,
there's something you can.
Well, that's the great thing about being capped, is that when you do have a degree, it doesn't just kill you.
So I guess, I read Darren's email pretty carefully and looked at the spreadsheet. Just so everybody knows, Darren did a spreadsheet that showed the premium to payroll and how different it was district to district. And yet we all have very like and very similar exposure in workers' comp. And I guess the topic of conversation would be, is there ever a point we could reset the clock and just say, okay, things are kind of, because of we've had different caps on there. We haven't been uncapped. We've had different caps. But we're kind of really discombobulated in premiums to payroll in some of the situations. Carbon, for example, is quite high. I think the loss had to still be real high. But at some point, you need to kind of reset the clock and say, okay, this is the payroll I've got. This is what a premium I really should be paying. And then start over again on maybe a 10-year cycle. And I think, Darren, is that kind of the conversation you wanted to start?
Once you build up to that kind of premium or payroll, it's real hard to get down on it. And as a result, we've got some of the premium for payroll is about double what another facility.
Part of that, of course, is based upon the classification of that as well. These are a lot similar than there's some that have a bit more payroll that's in transportation and other categories. And so that has some effect for that as well. And so the thing that I'm going to do, Jim, will you pass out those actuary reports? I've got a copy for each one of you of the complete actuary report, so you can go through it, you can take a look at that, or you can throw it away if you want to. But anyhow, there's lots and lots of numbers there, so it would be helpful for you to have a copy of the complete actuary report. The other thing that I would suggest maybe that we would do is that we would have the actuary come to one of our future meetings and be able to go through all of those numbers, and if there's some other ideas that we want them to explore, that we could do that. Anyhow, you know, I guess the thing that I'd like to take a look at here is looking at those rates. So if you look at the rate, that's the one thing that you got to focus on, is what's happening with your rate. And under the green scenario there, then you can see that there's nobody's getting any rate increase, all zero, or it's somewhere between zero and a minus 10 is on the rates. And that fluctuates again, and those that are actually seeing your contribution and your premium going up, that's based upon your payroll, because your payroll is going up. And so then your contribution over in that last column is going up. So if you take a look at your rate there, I think that, I guess, validates, you know, everything that the pool is doing, and how that it has worked is that we're seeing that there isn't any kind of a rate increase. We're actually going down 2.5%. So, you know, did you have a comment?
So if you know your experience on us, you probably never get to a uniform rate for this paper.
No,
it's not a good
minus 10 on the rate. say, you know, yeah, let's go ahead and approve that at -10.0. I think that's great news. Let's get those, we've got the rates put in for this year, and then we can begin looking at if there are some other options.
Can I ask a stupid question? So JUAB, isn't there, don't we get anything back from the trailer? Or is that just because it's across the year? Don't we get anything back from the driver and the trailer?
There are limits for
Sherry can probably answer that question for you, along with Sherry.
There is unfortunately a limits issue on the policy. We only have state minimums, which is 25 per person. So the most that we would get back is 25, and we don't get a proportionate share of that in terms of fees and cost. So we essentially paid it back on the dollar.
So they were pulling the trailer and they only have the minimums.
Yep.
That's the bad news. And then there would be a whole bunch of people lined up for the lien on that, probably.
Well, I think you have students in here that I don't remember how many. So that comes out of the 65. We can get a full 25, but it'll be less our proportionate share of the attorney's fees. They weirdly take the first bite over the apple.
Weirdly.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
But we're going to be subjugated to the maximum.
Okay.
So what does he say? Trust
me, how do you say it? Yeah, they say that that's 25 per person, 65 per person. So the most we can get out of this one plate is 25,000. And we're plus third of the attorney's fees, so really the most we can get back is so about half, $8,000, something. $2,000 will change, depends on what their costs are. And that's only if, you know, if we want to share a little bit with him, he's injured, and he got the attorney and pursued it. So
it's,
we're not going to get it come back,
until
we'll get out.
And I think we have that reserved for 100,000. Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head. I was going to try to find data. So, yeah. Okay, I think then, Paul, you're probably, yeah, the motion is in order then.
Okay.
So, do you want a motion or are you just.
No, I think we need a motion.
Yeah, can we get a motion?
So, I'd make a motion to propose and accept the cap at -10.0 for the workers' comp rate next year.
Okay, can we get a second? Second by Dirk. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. Okay. I think we're probably on the next item.
Okay. Okay, so Sherry, I think you're up with some bill review proposals.
So we've been using Advantage, the City of Workers' Compensation Fund, to do our bill review. We can cut to fee schedule in Utah or the hospital that they're part of the PPO network to use a contracted rate. Advantage is no longer going to be bill review for outside companies. They're going to do in-house bill review, so we have to change. We sent out four requests for a bid, so we got three back. Equian, we just kind of knocked out right off the bat. We don't have a local office, and then mail the bills and have them mail them back. It just be too time consuming and expensive over time. So it came down to a company called Injury Care of Nevada, or ICAN, in Corvell. Corvell's per line rate is cheaper, and they have a two line minimum. ICAN was more and has a 3-line minimum. We looked at our bills. Probably 40% of our bills are less than 3 lines, 1 or 2 lines. ICON charges a little bit less of their PPO savings than Corvell does, but Corvell's PPO network is more expensive than ICON. So it was kind of, I was tough. Richard asked me today what I was going to recommend, and I was like, I don't know, so the half an hour drive on the way down there? on the way down. We actually have had Corvell in the past do our bill review. They did it for a number of years until about 2 years ago. And I think we're going to go back to Corvell. Most of ours are the line charge, not a PPO savings. So that's going to be our recommendation, is that we change that to Corvell effective July 1. any questions? Bill review is super exciting.
We'll need a motion.
Okay. Can I get a motion on the bill proposal? Kent, right? And seconded by Rodney. Okay. Next agenda item is the FY19, but...
Did we take a vote on that?
Oh, sorry, did we take a vote? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Thanks for keeping me in line.
Well, you're just...
I'm telling you, I'm locked in my coffee this afternoon.
Yeah, you're just doing a great job.
Okay, FY19 budget's our next agenda
item. You probably don't need that.
Yeah, I might be worse off.
As far as the budget is concerned, the thing that we typically do there is that we bring that budget to you at our July meeting for approval then. And so the thing that I will do now that we've approved the rates, I will plug that into the budget, and then I'll email a copy of that out to everybody so that you'll have a chance to see that prior to our meeting in July. And, of course, it'll be included in the agenda then as well. But we'll get a copy out to you. You'll have it for a couple of months before we actually meet in July. So, anyhow, so I think that's all that.
Garrett.
Can I make a recommendation or a proposal? Is that when we come up with the meeting dates and stuff like that, calendar it by and sit out everybody. So that way, if there's a meeting change or something like that, there's something, everybody's on right, we don't pay it. And that way, scheduled out possibly a year in advance, we have, but I don't know when all the meetings are going to be. So just be a proposal out of it, so that way.
Yeah, but I've got the emails to worry about.
Well, we used to typically do it like every third Friday or something, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then it's kind of been changed lately.
Moved it around a little bit, but maybe.
Maybe we can get back on at least a schedule, and then occasionally we'd have to change it.
Yeah. Okay. And we could do that in July. Okay. That might be a good July item.
Okay.
Just to set that annual calendar then.
Set them all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea to do.
Okay. So with that, the next agenda item is our next meeting, which is July, correct?
Yep, that is July 18th.
18th.
Is our next meeting, and we will be at the Hilton DoubleTree, the Old Yarrow. I keep calling it the Old Yarrow there in Park City. So that will be, so we'll have on the 17th, we'll have the healthcare conference, and then on Wednesday, then would be the workers' comp meeting. So that will be our next meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else have any other business that they want to discuss? If not, I will take a motion to adjourn. Okay, Bruce, and a second. Thank you, Robert. Bruce and Robert, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed on that one? No one? All right. Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Well,
let's see, who was that? Well, it was Bruce and Robert, right? Well, this one was easy.
What's that? Yes, you can. Yep.
Okay. They have group rates?
Yes. We've got a pretty good rate up there.
Okay. I don't know if I saw that email. I'm trying to remember if I saw
that
email.
I think that came from Paula.
Does come from Paula.
But if not, I'll
maybe ask her to send it again, because I don't remember seeing it.
Okay. I will have her send that out tomorrow.
Doesn't mean it wasn't there.
I have an appeal.
Do you?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Well, our payroll has always included the ATC, and we've kicked them out for next year. So I don't know if that allows for any kind of adjustment, because otherwise we would be paying payroll or experience based.
Hello, Todd.
How are you?
I haven't seen you in a while. I think I saw you down in San Antonio, but I never really saw you.
Nope, I wasn't there.
You weren't there? There's
somebody
down there.
Your back
looks like a twin.
We could at least. Well, we guys are qualified for a little adjustment there.
There should, but we need to.
Because I've been trying to figure out how to get slow. I mean, well, we're going to probably.
Hey, I've got a.
We're so small, so we don't ever have too many workers come up. Yeah. Come up.
I just said it's going to be big. You're done, guys. We're giving ourselves fun, so you're not going to be on our
insurance.
Yeah, but I don't think she knows what it's
called. You're not going to be on our long term, and you're not going to be on our credit. We've been just having to sit on all of that.
Okay.
Because at one time,
I've been wondering, maybe we ought to adjust my rate.
Then they broke out and said, well, we want to do our own account.
Who wants to do that? What happened?
So then they did their own account. They
wanted to show
all the others.
You have to do all the work.
So we've done all of that. They've been really nice and all of that. And, you know, that's been a loyal pain in the butt.
Wow. Well, let's ask Richard what he thinks.
Every month they got to bring us the check for the insurance premium.
Yeah.
Build it for their part of this. And I'm sitting there thinking, I can't build it. They're not going to be with me.
You probably know some of them. Remember some of them.
Even though we, for you.
Someone
probably like with my insurance in September.
Robert, was Robert Bruff?
So anyway,
if you... Robert finally left.
At least you'll kind of think about that.
You know, we'll do that.
We just have to have their payroll.
Yes, we could pull out of that.
That's fair.
Whatever claims experience. Those actuaries, they really get into it. So that'd be easy for them to do.
I mean, I appreciate you.
Yeah. I think it's carrying the sheriff. I'm like, oh, our workers' comp should go down now.
Okay. Never sounds good. Kyle, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, we're doing good.
Hey, so I was going to touch base with Derek. We're talking about the evaluation. Usually I have a discussion preliminarily with my board.
Yeah, it's busy.
October,
it's crazy.
November or something.
We're getting ready to run another bond.
I don't know. Is that something you want to schedule?
Provo High is going to be done in August.
The whole process.
We rebuilt it out on the west side. It'll be done in August, so we'll be in this.
Good.
I just want to make sure I get that report.
That was our last
one. I called Clay my first year when I was up for a new
one. How did he get to work this out? Was there any
discussion? And he told me November. One of the board members was like, oh, we don't need to have a discussion.
And of course, Provo High got all this.
There's
competition. Well, Provo High has its
own. You're just going to know.
You can only imagine, I'm sure.
I don't miss the Provo board.
Good.
You know, they're not too bad now.
Okay, appreciate it, Rachel.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Superintendent.